Welcome to episode 23 of Conspiracy Social Club, aka Deep Waters. Before we get into it, and we got a lot to get into, dude, I just want to let you guys know I'll be in Arizona and Phoenix at Stand Up Live for New Year's, December 31st, January 1, January 2. I am then off to, I got to see my schedule here.
This guy's on the go.
Pull up my schedule.
This guy's on the go.
A new date, Miami, February 4, 5, 6.
Dude, this guy loves Florida.
Miami Improv. I do love Florida. I go wherever they'll have me. I got Port Charlotte, Florida, Visani Theater. I don't know where that is, Port Charlotte, Florida. January 7, 8, and 9. I got Nashville, Tennessee, Zanies, February 11, 13. I got Chicago Improv, January, that's not even up there. Fuck, I got to put that up there.
That's okay, dude.
Chicago Improv.
It's not January yet. You have time.
Yeah, I do.
You have time.
A lot of dates coming. So
this guy's packing them in and knocking them out.
Now,
I have nothing till who knows when, and I'm okay with that.
Updating your site, never seen anything.
No, dude, it's getting done. Trust me, Chin, there will be a day where you will see glory, my friend. Glory.
We want to, I did a debate yesterday in this idea you came up with called Smacked.
Yeah.
Where we get a real conspiracy theorist.
I don't understand what that term means. You keep saying that, a real conspiracy theory. What am I?
No, you are too.
Pseudo?
No, you are too, but I will say.
What am I doing it just for fun?
No, but here's the difference.
God damn, how many drafts you got, Jin? I got like 1,000 messages on my phone, 263 drafts, man. That's a lot of emails a dude forgets to send.
It's a lot of emails. But I was amazed at how this idea of flat earth for David Weiss is a full-time job. I came in with 10 questions from the internet.
You had doodles. This guy came in with doodles.
This guy had heard those questions and had answers to those questions.
I remember one point he brought up something.
Yeah.
And you didn't know the reference name to it. And he knew it. And I saw your face go, oh, fuck.
Well, yeah. So this is a guy who is, I mean, he actually, what I came away from that debate was this. This guy actually believes what he's saying. I think he actually believes the earth is flat.
Yeah.
And that there's an ice wall.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Yeah.
The world.
Yeah.
And he doesn't believe in gravity.
Yeah.
And that, in fact, pilots take circuitous routes because NASA comes up with their flight plans. So they spend way more money on fuel. And I fly in planes much longer than I need to because NASA wants to keep this hoax going.
Yeah.
That Einstein is a fucking moron. I agree with that point. Because you're a physicist, but also that one of the greatest minds of the 20th century. But everybody must be wrong about that because the theory of relativity and all that.
Yeah.
And the fact that light bends. But of course, you guys all know about physics. Yeah. And he doesn't.
Well, this comes from a guy who has
a day of physics training, not a day. And then you guys are talking about how Einstein's a moron. Elon Musk apparently is quote unquote a fucking moron. And it was just, and Bill Nye and the high priest of scientism.
Oh, God, you're going to bring up Bill Nye, dude?
The high priest of scientism.
That guy?
Neil deGrasse Tyson is also apparently the enemy.
100%.
Yeah.
Full retarded.
Yeah, but Sam, I can't argue. And then satellites don't exist. The Earth is not revolving.
You are.
The Earth is not revolving.
You're into scientism. You really are. You're into scientism.
Sam.
You worship scientists.
Sam.
Like they walk on water. It's just the truth,
Sam,
Brian.
Sam, I don't worship scientists.
You do, Brian.
No, Sam.
If a guy wear a lab coat, you'll suck his dick for truth.
Sam, hold on.
Me and Chip were talking about that before you
guys,
got here.
If you're going to have an argument the way David Weiss...
I'm going to be honest with you, Brian. I can't believe anything comes out of your mouth when your jacket is too small for your body, okay? I can't buy into that. You don't know anything about physics,
dude,
when you're a big guy with a little jacket on.
This is
so I can't really buy into anything you're saying because you don't know the proportions of your own body.
Dude, this is a short... It's a waistcoat.
It's a small man's jacket for an old man.
It's a fucking waistcoat. Look, first of all, hold on.
Look how small that is.
Because if I got a fucking sprint.
Look at you, dude.
If I got a sprint.
Is that a shirt or a jacket?
Because I want to kick. I want to be able to kick. And I can't.
John, you can't kick. You can't punch in that because it's too tiny.
Look
how small that is.
It's light.
It doesn't even touch your waist.
No.
Dude, why don't you tie it up here so your tits bounce more?
Come on, man. It's
take
sexy.
Nothing you say in science means anything to me until you start wearing real normal size clothes.
God damn it, Sam.
Yeah.
I paid a lot of money for this. It's from Blow.
Get your money back. Go to Ross Dress for Ass. Tell them you want your $15 back.
No, this costs a lot of money because it's a certain material that's warm.
The Emperor's new clothes suck. No. That's all I gotta say.
No, dude, this is soft and it allows me.
How many baby seals had to die so you could wear a tiny jacket?
There is some seal fur woven into the fabric, but that's secret.
So that's all I gotta say about you and your fucking science. Brian, can I ask you something?
Yes, but
how come the Northern Star is always in the north, no matter where I am on the planet? No matter where I am, and I'm not a flat Earth guy. Why? Why is the Northern Star always in the same place?
First of all, I don't know.
Why. Okay. See, this is what you do a lot, Brian.
Constellations change.
I don't want to get too much away, but please watch the
constellations
show.
Change.
Brian,
right?
The Northern Star is always in the same place. Everywhere you go.
Sam, when I'm in here this country and I go over to Egypt, yeah. I'm gonna see a different set of constellations.
Brian, you do not. You do not.
That's Sam, you're denying what Aristotle a long time ago said and everybody else said. I can't argue with somebody who's going to deny
Brian,
basic
listen to
truths.
Me. You can't argue with somebody who's been housing you for 22 episodes.
You see different,
how can you argue?
Sam, you see different constellations.
Brian, you literally said there was a gravitational machine and your own fans
but
came
Sam, Sam,
you're
when
bullshit.
You're in China and if you,
when
if
you're in China,
hero,
you're in China all
you're
the
see
way.
You're different constellations.
Yes.
That's because you're on different
Brian,
of
the
globe. The
Northern Star is always in the north no matter where you are. No matter where you are. So let's
Chin,
say,
can you look that up, please? And but I mean, I
wish we had
how,
Eddie Bravo.
How can I argue with people who are literally going to take everything, and say all of it's not true?
So I mean, nobody's saying all of it's
but
not
but that's what you guys
true.
Are saying. Well,
no, we're
let's
not.
Agree
okay.
on what is true. Can we agree on what is true? I want to get you to admit what's true. Ready?
Okay.
This is what we're going to do today.
All right.
So at any hour of the night, at any time of the year, in the Northern Hemisphere, you can readily see Polaris.
And it is always found, where it is in the Southern Hemisphere.
It is always found in a due northerly direction.
Yeah.
If you were at the North Pole, the North Star would be directly overhead. That's true now anyway, but Polaris won't always be the North Star. So it seems to me what you're saying
is wrong. Now the guy who's handing out fucking DuckDuckGo fucking shirts is suddenly telling me to believe Google.
But I just won.
You did win. You, Brian, this
you
is
see what I just did. Hold on. Brian, let me shoot.
Always. Why is the Northern Star always point north?
The Polaris, the North Star, appears stationary in the sky because it is positioned close to the line of the Earth's axis projected into space.
Well,
don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Of course you don't know what it means, Brian, because it doesn't fit your narrative.
It's only the bright star whose position
every time,
relative,
Brian, sun doesn't fit, small jacket guy's fucking narrative, he doesn't know what it means.
As such, it is the only bright star whose position relative to the rotating Earth does not change. All other stars appear to move opposite to the Earth's rotation beneath them. Now, you just lost that.
Okay.
You just lost that.
I'm willing to say, hold on. Wait 7 days. We'll find out whose facts are facts.
Just admit that you're wrong on that. Now, listen.
Brian.
Now, listen. Hold on. Let's agree on the science, and let's agree on what we do agree on.
Okay, cool? What do we agree on?
And I want
your jacket was small?
We agree that my jacket's a little small.
Okay,
my
okay, that's fine.
That was
calm
from your
calm.
Observation. But let's agree on a couple things, because you guys who consider, the conspiracy community, who considers that there is essentially a black nobility, the Jesuits, a group of people that want control, power, and have nefarious intentions
yes.
of human beings for all of us.
Yeah.
Would you at least say that as an American, Sam, you can for the most part
I am an American.
For the most part through your life and most Americans, including people who have divergent points of view to big tech,
yeah.
have the ability to speak their mind without getting arrested, assassinated, knocked on the door and put in a re-education camp in this country?
Well, Brian, what I will tell you is this. People come out all the time and say, this has happened, this happened. And what happens is, you know, well, lately it's the internet, but what will happen is the mainstream media will demonize them. They'll lose, like, their jobs. They'll lose their families. Happens all the fucking time. A lot of them lose their lives, okay? So now we're in the internet where the mainstream media. So what people don't, and it, dude, well done. It plays right into this shirt, okay? And it says, fuck your blue check mark, okay? Which is, the blue check marks are now the new media, okay? These Tim, you know, you have a million followers on Twitter, right? You very popular comedian, okay? Then we'll go find some guy who's the editor at Poop Pop News Magazine who's got the same amount of people as you. Nobody knows who this dude is, but somehow he's got the same amount of followers as Brian Kelly.
Because you can buy followers, right?
Right,
buy
right. But what I'm trying to say is that the blue check mark is now the new mainstream media. What happens is old media, such as the news, puts out a story, and then the blue checkmark people regurgitate it or retweet it or put it out to their followers. Right. And because they have a blue checkmark, everyone's like, it's got to be real. Is everything okay, or did I get too close to the truth?
But so in other words, information is changing, isn't it? It's changing with
technology. It's not changing. It's the way it's delivered changes.
Yeah, but guys like Alex Jones have a platform. Guys like you have a platform. Guys like David Weiss have a platform. And they can reach a lot of people thanks to new media, thanks to the internet, thanks to the fact that even if you want to send to them, they're getting their word out. And if you're a flat earther, you've got 1,000 videos that support your point of view.
Yeah.
Right. And so in a lot of ways, censorship may be the case in some instances, but for the most part, I think you and I would agree, if you want to find the info, you can find it on YouTube or you can find it on the other service you
have. Okay, right? Here's where you're not true at all.
Okay.
Well, not true at all,
Brian. So hold on. Let me rephrase it. David Weiss not only can say what he wants, but he pointed me toward 50 YouTube videos that supported his point.
On his app.
But no, they're also on YouTube. You can find Flat Earth. You can find...
Can you go on YouTube or are we down?
You can find evidence. You can find support for Flat Earth theory on YouTube. You just can't, right?
Right. Okay. Maybe.
So that... No, you can't. That's a fact.
Maybe.
No, it's a fact. It's a fact. No, you have to say it's a fact. No, it's a fact. So I'm just saying that's something we at least agree on. That
we obviously don't agree on because I've said maybe 13 times.
All right, go to
fine. Brian, okay, YouTube puts out a fucking memo, an email, a press release. We are taking off these videos off our platforms. What are these videos? Okay, Holocaust denial videos, flat earth videos, homeopathic, holistic remedy videos.
Okay.
All right?
Right.
There is an open... Now, obviously, Holocaust videos, that's something that you and I agree on, that we're not into that, right? So let's throw that out. But why are those other two in with Holocaust videos?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
So let me rephrase this. One of the things that Tristan, I think it's Harris, from The Social Dilemma was talking about was that there are a lot of countries where the regime will hire people to plant fake stories on YouTube and on Facebook. So the Rohingya, I think, of Burma were slaughtered because there were all these stories. Brian. Hold on, listen, this is real. This is very real, dude. It's a fact, Sam.
It's so ridiculous.
You have people who are spreading fake stories on YouTube, hold on, and on Facebook about that are false about a group. And guess what? You can stir up people who believe that stuff to commit violence.
That's kind of crazy. Because guess what, Brian?
Is that true or not?
Well, that's Brian, possible, it, right? Yeah, it was called weapons of mass destruction, and the U.S. government committed genocide on the Middle East, Brian.
Sam,
way more than whatever pygmies you're talking about,
Sam,
right now.
I understand.
No disrespect to those lives lost, but this is a ridiculous argument because it's been done in the mainstream.
Sam, I'm just trying to tell you that sometimes information can be hijacked, and if you're a platform that's responsible and can get sued and also has an ethical responsibility.
Well, Brian, technically you can't sue YouTube for the content on there. It's called Article 230.
You have an ethical responsibility as a human being who works there when you see somebody spreading a false narrative that is actually directly actionable and causing violence to a small group of people.
Oh, come on, you, Brian.
But this happened, Sam. Brian, it happened in Ethiopia. Happened in Burma.
Why is anyone talking about what the U.S. government and the mainstream media did to the Middle Eastern people?
I agree with you on that. That's a separate issue, and I totally agree with you.
It's not a separate issue, because what you're saying is that one group of information would cause the exact same result is 10 times worse than the fucking...
I didn't say anything 10 times
worse. You are, Brian, because you're acting like independent people talking about something.
Let me back up.
News of independent, and I love you, but you're talking about independent, quote-unquote, false news is 10 times more dangerous than mainstream media corporate false news.
I'm not true at all. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about a government that hijacks...
It's literally boogeyman shit you're doing right
Sam,
now.
Sam, certain governments hijack a narrative. They just hijack a narrative, right? And it happens all the time. And they go, we have a problem. Let's just say the people in power say there's a small group of people here, over here, that are causing, and it happened in Ethiopia, the small group of people here are insurgents.
Yeah.
They're revolutionaries and they're threatening my power.
Okay.
Right? What they do, and what's very effective, is they start planting stories about that group because
they have the
power. But it's true, Sam. It's
Brian,
true.
But what I'm telling you is it's no different than what your own government's doing,
Let's
Brian.
Let's get into that in a second. But just hear me on what I'm trying to say is the danger of false information. False information can be used to kill other people. We've already seen examples of that. And you and I need to know that if that's a reality, we have to figure out a way to deal with it. But mainly so does YouTube and so does Facebook, because they're ethically responsible. They're financially responsible. And they're responsible from a human point of view.
Brian,
true or false? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Here's what I'm listening to, Brian. Brian, here's what I'm telling you right now, okay?
Yeah.
That false information, this boogeyman that's out there, can lead to repercussions, okay?
Okay.
But, Brian, I'm telling you, the false information put out by the mainstream media has way more blood on its hands than any independent contractor. So when you bring up this company or these group of people that were sadly slaughtered, it is not false information. That is fucking government propaganda.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay? So that's much different than someone putting out a flat earth video. Why is flat earth and home remedies in the same thing as Holocaust denying videos?
I'll tell you why home remedies are dangerous. I'll tell you exactly why. During the AIDS epidemic, Sam, during the AIDS epidemic in South Africa, and there's a great book called Bad Science about this by Ben Goldacre, But listen, dude. That a lot of Africans were told not to take AZT and some of the protease inhibitor drugs because they cause AIDS. And what happened, Sam, is that they were taking turmeric, garlic, and lemon oil, and people were dying.
Brian,
more people died.
ATZ killed people. It killed people,
Sam,
Brian.
Sam, I'm not going to get into that, Sam. Just listen. You can, when you have people who are selling a supplement, that is bullshit. And they're you and I agree they're
agree that AZT
was a cancer drug that was so... There are unethical people out there, right?
All right.
Aren't there unethical people who would say, Sam,
and they're called the government.
But there are also other people, bad actors, who say, Sam, you can cure this, your child's cancer or whatever it is, with this particular remedy.
Okay.
And you go, this motherfucker made it in his kitchen and it's bullshit, right? You can see how when it starts to gain traction,
I, as a company, I would feel responsible. I disagree with everything you're fucking saying
right now. Tell me why.
And I love you to death.
Tell me why. Tell me why I disagree.
Because fucking the cancer remedies right now, it's not meant to cure people. It's meant to make money. I'll bring in people that will tell you that they've attempted to cure cancer and they've had SWAT teams show up to their house. They've had phone calls threatening them. If you cure more cancer, we're going to fucking kill you. You have a woman who just came out and was talking about vaccine. She had to put out a memo that says, I'm not suicidal. I don't want to die. Guess what happened to her? She just died. Those are facts, brother. And you can go to my Twitter and find her name. Okay.
So Brian.
What I'm telling you is this. Mm-hmm. It's like, you think there's bad actors out there? It's called the fucking government. And the government's misinformation has caused way more death.
So all the government, the whole government.
It doesn't matter if it's the whole government. It could be one dude. It's still the government.
Okay. So
that woman right there.
So Sam, true or
false? This woman right here.
True or false? The fact is, Sam, that we have come up with amazing remedies like immunotherapy, and I know several people that are benefiting from pharmaceutical drugs that are saving their lives.
That's fine.
I know another person. I know another
And chemotherapy kill people.
I know another person who has Hep C that killed my uncle, my cousin. I watched it kill
your uncle cousin.
My cousin. Sorry, I called him Uncle Frankie. But
I'm sorry, you lost your friend.
Hep C was ultimately going to lead to either liver cancer or a problem. And we have, and my friend right now has it, is on a drug, and it's going to take 9 months. It's expensive as shit, but she's going to be cured of her. So we have drugs for sure that are treating, especially a lot of blood diseases in children. And we know that there are a lot of cancer therapies that are working and are actually curative. We are making progress in cancer therapies. We are. We just are. Now, there are a lot of cancers we still can't cure, but testicular cancer used to be a death sentence. It's not anymore. Now it's highly curable. And there are different compounds, there are different chemotherapies that really work. Some of the chemotherapies, like pancreatic cancer, killed my buddy, that just doesn't work. There are some things, no matter what you try. He tried everything. He fucking tried everything. I think he even went to Mexico and Germany. And sometimes you just die. But we know that for the most part, some of these therapies are very effective in curing childhood cancers and adult cancers. And we are making progress. And immunotherapy, actually something that was funded by the government, because nobody else had the money to invest in something like that with low interest loans, but it's true, has been really promising for a lot of people. So just to deny and to say that that the pharmaceutical companies want people to die of cancer, and to say the government's against curing things and stuff like that, and it's all about money, is simply not fair to the scientists and the people that are trying really hard and the doctors trying really hard to solve these problems. They deal with death every day. Not all doctors and not all scientists, and I know you know this, are evil. And I don't think pharmaceutical companies, even they're unethical in a lot of ways. And there's a great book about it called Bad Pharma that I read. And
it's believe this guy you've never met before, but sweet Sammy T, your BFF for 20 years, doesn't know what he's talking about. Go to the big board. Let's see last week's discussion.
Wait.
Go to the big board.
Does that at least ring true to you a little bit?
Brian, listen to me. You make these statements that I say all pharmaceutical scientists are Nazis. I've never said that.
Okay.
I said ATZ is provable that it was a big reason a lot of these guys who got HIV died early. It's a
toxic compound. Right?
It was used to kill cancer.
That's all we had.
No, it didn't. Okay, Brian, we're not going to agree with this because you're new on this journey, Brian, I know people with HIV.
Yeah.
Some people are very close to me. I know the whole story, brother.
Okay.
I'm sorry you lost friends. I've lost family members
to
cancer.
Now it's protease inhibitors. Now people who have
it. But Brian, the point is this. ATZ was originally a cancer drug.
Yes.
It was so toxic, they had to pull it off the fucking market.
Right.
So what they do, they diluted it. And because a bunch of rich fucking cats invested in ATZ, they diluted it and then said it was good for cancer. For AIDS. In reality, it fucking did a lot of damage to these guys.
I will absolutely grant you that. I haven't researched that.
Go to the
now AIDS. Now AIDS is something you don't die from thanks to protease inhibitors and the cocktails that they've come up with. That's huge progress.
Okay.
You and I remember when it was a death sentence. It's no longer a death sentence anymore.
Thank God.
That's a big deal.
Let people bear back.
And that's thanks to the pharmaceutical companies. It just is.
True.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I won that one.
No, you did not. You lost.
Ring, ring, ring.
Get that Japanese bell out because you're taking L's, brother.
Ring, ring.
Okay, don't show them the final. Show them,
hold
man.
On. It's oh, not okay, here good. We go.
I told you. I didn't want to show
them. I want to see this.
We want to see it.
Because I can't remember the debate we had. We were on Zoom. And I was probably dropping gems. And
no, you were dropping
like
no shot, gems.
Body shots getting.
You're
folded.
Like the fat guy at the Y passing the nobody. That's your thing. Yelling at everybody because they can't get your passes. Here we go.
Even bother counting because.
Before we do this, let me say one thing about Dave Weiss. That motherfucker was so prepared. He was so prepared, and I didn't realize that when I'm dealing with a guy who is a flat earther. These dudes have done their fucking research. I don't agree with any of it, but I'm very impressed with the energy.
Brian doesn't like facts.
I'm very impressed with the energy he puts into it. I'm very impressed with the narrative and the reality he's created for himself.
We might have to have another go back to flat Earth. Bring
I'd love it. I love it.
People,
but this guy,
see you and Eddie Bravo.
This guy, but this guy,
bang.
I thought he was kidding. I thought this guy is kind of like an amateur. You know, kind of an enthusiast.
Dude, this guy brought a coloring book.
Yeah, may as well. This motherfucker was like, he got insulted by the questions I was asking because it was like, I was so new to the game.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, what the fuck? You'd ask me this. Ask me deeper questions. I'm like, dude, I don't think about flat Earth.
Well, the truth is, Brian didn't even have questions. He found an article with questions, and he asked those questions. Yes. Brian had one thing, asked some questions. Could he come up with his own questions?
Well, because that's such, for all of us in the real world, the Earth being spherical is a bit of a settled science. And for him, he was like, oh, yeah? Have you heard of the Arctic ice sheet? And I was like, oh. It goes all the way around the world and keeps the oceans in. It's a disc. It was pretty funny. But I enjoyed debating him.
Yeah. We'll get in some more debates.
Yeah. I love
we'll getting some
that.
More debates.
Wait till you see the with the spheres, remember?
Yeah.
The fucker got
Brian
me.
Took some L's early.
he's
Brian thinks he won. We'll see.
Well, what was great is he was using Google Images, and you know, apparently he doesn't believe in Google. So Google served him when he was supporting his argument and not when he wasn't. Because I looked up whether or not there were satellite images of satellites. Well, it's thousands of satellites, images of satellites, thousands. But
Brian doesn't understand that NASA openly admits their pictures of planets are composites, that they're computer generated composites. They openly admit it.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the big board. Let's see how it went. Come on. Oh, is that it? Come on, read some of the stuff.
No, well, yeah, you want to read first?
Read the stuff.
Can the boys discuss?
Go all the way down. Go all the way down. Go all the way to the top.
All the way to the top.
Yeah, whatever the first comment is.
Okay, so don't worry about this.
So now it says, can the boys discuss this, please? And there's a YouTube thing.
We'll do that another time.
I'll pull that.
Sam, Brian, please talk about how the founder of LearnTheRisk.org, Brandy Vaughn, was just found dead by her 10-year-old son after five. I'm sorry about that.
That's what
after
I just
5 years
about.
Of censorship and intimidation tactics for speaking out against the dangers of vaccines. Or do y'all not go that deep?
No, we just went so that much. Deep,
Mad
brother.
Max.
And I brought it up before you even read that. And I told Brian that people are coming out and talking about it, and this is a dangerous game we play.
What do you think? Who do you think is responsible for her tragic death?
Big pharmaceutical.
Well,
they kill people.
So you think that big pharma? Do you have any idea?
Brian, let me start this by saying this: do you believe drug dealers kill people?
Sometimes.
Okay, so you believe street drug dealers. Yeah. We'll shoot people over dime bags of crack.
Yes.
But you don't think suits over the chance to make billions of dollars from the government over vaccines will kill people?
Well, I think suits in Big Pharma are making so much money to begin with that I wonder who would risk murdering somebody over that.
Next, go.
Do you know
Keep
what I mean?
Going. Keep going. Yes. We talked about it. It's super tragic. Once again, the information's getting out. They nip it. I'll do a whole episode, brother. If you go on Tinfoil Hat about all these holistic doctors that have been murdered over the years. Mm. They do it all the time.
Chinese, Josh Steele says Chinese communists, Chi-Com.
I've been seeing this a lot. That's why I didn't know what's going on.
Chi-Com. So didn't we talk about before about Alex sure Jones? You talked about Chi-Coms, which is Chinese communists.
Oh, I got you.
So and dude,
that's what I don't know if you've been following this, dude. That. Yeah. From Chinese people to Chinese government.
All these, well, first of all, they got all this list of all these, people supposedly who are in the Communist Party that are across wide spectrum of organizations and governments. Uh-oh. But dude, I mean, we are looking at our president taking our president-elect Joe Biden, which is never going to happen, by the way. It's not happening.
You're saying it's not happening?
Oh, yeah.
But it seems to be all these challenges are being thrown out of court,
though. No, it's not, dude.
That's what I read.
It went to the Supreme Court and they found out that John Roberts was screaming at people, he's never going to get reelected. It's going to go to court. Dude, I'm telling you right now. How much we got? $23?
$23.
I'll throw another $23 on.
What the fuck, dude?
I'll throw another $23
on. So you're saying that Joe Biden's nomination is going to be thrown out by the courts and that Donald Trump will be in for another 4 years.
Donald Trump will be the next.
I will bet you. I'll throw in $46. I'm going to quadruple it. So now we got, I don't know what the pot is. Now it's 86.
69?
No, now it's $93.
How's it 93? What
I just,
does that
I
math?
Just doubled the pot. I doubled the pot.
So we had bet $23.
Yeah, you put in 23. I just put in 46. So now we had 46 to begin with, because you had 23. Now you put another 23.
No, dude. You put in $3. I put in 20.
No, I know. But okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So it was
23. And you took my 20, by the way.
I did take your 20.
I still have it. Okay. Yeah. So we had 23. So now, I doubled that to 46.
And I just doubled it to 92. Well, so it's
46 times 2.
86.
Are you arguing science with me and you don't know 46 times 2?
It's 92.
God damn it's your 92. Jacket. It's so small it's cutting blood off to your head.
It's not even on anymore.
92. It's 92.
I love my jacket. Now I have a complex about my fucking jacket. I've been so into my jacket.
I'm only kidding, but it is small.
I pulled it out of retirement.
So I'm telling you that, dude, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, which I told you about months ago, this is all coming out right now. Now that that guy in, I think, Virginia, he's been busted being a Chinese cop. Mitch McConnell's wife is part of a Chinese spy fucking ring.
Hey, you got it. You're out of control right now.
No, dude, it's real, bro.
Chi-com?
Chinese communist, bro.
Look, I would say this. I would say rather than Chinese communist, I think China money. China money, right?
Yeah, you can buy Chinese communists. Yeah, yeah. They're buying influence. They want to flip us communists. We have $92 bet on this. Trump will be president.
There's money is so powerful. When you can just come in and they can go, look, here's, you know, China and the United States have such a symbiotic relationship in so many ways, an economic relationship, that cutting that umbilical cord for people who are making that much money, corporations and stuff, good luck.
It's not even corporations. It's just these politicians are being treasonous and taking money from a foreign government to influence their lawmaking.
Well, or they can't get elected if they don't support their donors who have interests in China. You know,
or they're taking Chinese money. It could be one or the other. Wait, Brian.
Politicians are taking direct handouts from China? I think that a lot of times that's really risky and you get caught.
They do get caught, but they never thought they were going to get caught. It's all coming out now, dude. It's all coming out. I'm telling you, dude, I don't like to do gates.
$92, dude.
I don't leak, dude.
$92.
Yeah, $92.
You're betting that Trump's got 4 more years?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm impressed. You're going to lose this.
That's dude, I am willing to lose. And I will tell you this, man. You know, when Obama was president, you'd always hear these guys going, not my president, not my president. I thought that was really classless. I'm going to tell you something, man. Because I think they want to get Biden in, and then they're going to kneecap him with this Hunter Biden shit to get Kamala Harris in. I will never recognize that chick as the president of the United States. That fucking town bike. She looks like she's fucking
town
great
bike?
In the bed.
What's a town bike?
Town bike, that means everybody just rode her.
I don't think she's a slut.
Yo, dude, bullshit.
I mean, I don't say.
She fucked Jerry Brown. She fucked fucking Willie Brown to get her fucking
gun. Yeah, right, Willie Brown. I've met Willie Brown. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, she fucking town bike. Everyone's riding her. She couldn't even make it to Iowa. She had to step down because nobody liked her. And now you're telling me she's vice president on a ticket that got 80 million people voting for her? You're nuts. You're in denial. I know you hate the orange man. I get it. But you're in denial. I'm telling you this, Joe Biden got maybe 30 million votes, and that's a fact, dude.
Are you a Trump supporter? Or
no.
You just
well, hold on. I'll say this about Trump. I like part of Trump, like maybe his ankles. That's about it.
Yeah, that's fair. It's okay to like some of the policies of a guy you don't like.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He gave $100 million to Azerbaijan, which they turned around, bought weapons from Israel, and fucking bombed my homeland. So I don't like that about him.
Yeah.
But I told you before, I look at Trump like he's Godzilla, dog. Okay? And at the beginning of every movie, a Godzilla movie, they're all like, oh my God, giant monster. And then they realize this three-headed beast motherfucker showing up. They're like, that monster's worse. We need that monster. And that is my God-honest truth about what Trump represents, in my humble opinion. He is not pure, doesn't walk on water. But dude, I think, I believe this in my heart, Trump will be the last president.
Put that, I want that mm-hmm. as a clip. Yes. I love that. I saw you write. When Sam breaks shit down about Trump, it's the greatest fucking
Godzilla.
Sound clips.
Made sense.
Because that is such a fucking amazing, amazing
so you want to see comments? Dude, how much meth is that guy on?
Well, you're not on meth. You're just crazy. Now go to... No,
go to the reads. Go to the reads.
Let me see the reads. Okay. Okay. Chin and Brian, go to Joe Rogan Podcast 1315 with Bob Lazar. Right before 9 minutes into the podcast, you'll get your answer on gravity and recreating space and why and how we can't and haven't by Bob Lazar. Damn it, Sam, I love you. I love Brian, but you better slam him for his airplane free fall bullshit that he claimed was an anti-gravity machine. Soon enough, this show will be called Callan's Eyes Are Finally Open. Callan's Eyes Are Finally Open, and he won't think everything is a conspiracy.
Thank you.
This person commented right underneath it, though.
I laugh my ass off. He says gravity isn't repeatable in the test. He says gravity is only provable when there is large amounts of mass, never debunked, i.e. never debunked. What does that mean?
That means, I don't know. He's just trying. They feel bad for you. That's what they mean.
The first one was from Ricky Becklund.
That was from Fiacra. That was Fiacra. Yeah. Okay, should we go to the Bob Lazar thing? Probably not.
It'll probably take a little while, but did you guys want to see the other clip?
All right.
No, so Andrew, just keep going.
Andrew, Sam's, yeah, I do. Sam's first actual win. Constantly.
Where are you going? Right, you jumped that one. I'm sorry, the most. Come on.
Sam toyed with Brian for 11 and a half straight rounds. Anderson Silva versus Forrest Griffin style. When Sam looked at the clock and realized he'd rather get the knockout and not piss off the fans. The last 30 seconds were akin to a starving polar bear happening upon a young seal with a broken flipper stranded on the ice. God damn it, Robert Mantle. Warning to Brian for the next episode. Polar bears are capable of consuming 150 pounds of meat in one day. Papa Bear's on the prowl, and Papa Bear's still
Papa
hungry.
Bear.
Fucking Robert. God damn it. I hate you, but love that comment.
I want to say choose your fighter, and it's you as a lizard person, and me as Braxis the chicken snake god.
I love it. This whole podcast is going to take on a mind of its own. Your idea of the smacked is one of the great ideas.
Thank you.
All right, Andrew here says Sam's first actual win.
Andrew, is that is your smart. Andrew? Andrew's Andrew, smart. Hey Brian, are you Andrew?
I'm gonna start coming. Andrew, I swear to God, I'm gonna start dropping my comments. Constantly throwing interesting, hilarious, scary shit at the wall, but Brian's been a master of truth since day one. Fucking one person understood. But this episode, I just felt Brian was late for his show and was just outgunned by Sam's intensity. Listen, man, I'll give Sam one win. At the end of the day, you got to give Sam a win. There's an underground. There's an underground that sees the
truth.
There's
an underground of Brian, and they're all on your family tree.
There's a conspiracy within a conspiracy. Which is that you're actually on my side and you're throwing shade to discredit the actual bullshit and support my position. You might be working for the fucking
government. I'm a double agent.
You're a double agent, dude, at the end of the day. Okay, Sam, one win. Brian, two wins. Sam.
That's why I was like, I just stopped counting.
Sam. Brian.
Okay, go to that.
Good God.
Oh,
audio.
Here we're going to go to your audio.
Sam. Brian, Sam.
So, what episode
holy
is this?
Shit.
23.
So, 23.
So, 22.
So, I am 19. No, I am 18, 3, and 2? Or eight? Am I 19, 3, and 1?
Who's better with math?
You are. You're the
no,
Asian.
I'm the worst Asian.
By the way,
man.
Sam is Simon.
I think Sam's up, is what I'll say.
Sam's winning the popular vote.
Yeah. 19, 3, and 1. Brian, do you know what that makes you?
What?
3, 19, and 1. How cool is that?
Sam, but you know what?
Somebody write that down.
You're winning the popular vote. You're winning the popular vote. Winning the masses with the pitchforks and the torches. And I'm winning the quiet, intellectual, higher learning vote.
You have that.
I'm winning the Electoral College, which makes me the actual president.
Let's get my I'm going to write down my, so every week we know what it is.
Sam?
So here I am, 19, 3, and 1. No, dude, there's been a couple where I won the video, he won.
Mm-hmm. So it was like a draw, too, wasn't it?
How many was that?
I think at least once, maybe twice, yeah.
So how about this? Brian, congratulations. I'm going down to 1. And then here it is, Brian. Here we go. 19, 1, and 3.
Okay, good. Now, Sam, I just want to poke holes in your...
19, 1, 3. Can I get that in a shirt?
Yes, I want... But I want to poke holes in your everything's a conspiracy thing for a second.
Okay, Brian.
You would agree that traveling via plane is one of the safest things you can do?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, why?
Because based on sheer volume.
Yeah, but also
sheer volume.
You know, also that there are safety measures that have been put in place that keep planes from falling out of the sky. True or false, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there are experts that work very hard on keeping us safe in the sky. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And you'd say that traffic fatalities, even though actually there's been a spike.
Can I just stop one second? When do I get to pick something to talk about?
No, you do.
You've been talking. I just want to say that, letting you punch all day.
I just want to say that certain government agencies do a pretty good job of keeping us safe on the road, safe as
Chin's
safe
bored
in the sky.
Of this conversation.
No, I'm not.
Safe on the road.
What are you making tonight? He's already checked out. He's been here 45 minutes. He's already texting people.
He's writing notes. Every time I talk, he's like, this guy's dropping.
I know knowledge.
Wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom.
Do you know two major pedophiles were arrested over the last couple days? Do you know anything about that?
No.
Yes. So I'm going to give you some names, dude, and we're going to look it up.
But why are you changing the subject?
Because I've already discussed this with you.
I'm asking you to acknowledge.
You're talking boring
stuff.
But
we're making progress, and people are living longer.
Have you seen this? Brian, this is the funniest. That's so fucked up. That's fucked up. Is you not being able to hit your hand today? Come on, listen. This is outrageous. You're being outrageous. Today. You're just taking beats, man. At some point, I might have to replace you on your own Patreon because I need a better competition. Let's hear it from the beginning.
I can play here. I'll play it on the big screen.
Here it is. Let him play.
This is great. All right.
Ready?
This is great. It's backfiring. I thought he'd be
sucking Hillary's tits by now. Tits are
so fucked up. What's fucked up is you not being able to
convert him. Do it today. Come on, listen. This is outrageous. You're being outrageous. Today.
You're just taking beats, man. At some point, I might have to replace you on your own Patreon because I need a better competition.
You stop it. That's so funny. That's Johnny Betancourt, buddy Johnny Betancourt.
That's good, Johnny. Is that the guy I met?
No, that's a different. I have a lot of Johnnies in my life. So if you can go to.
Well done, Johnny.
If you can go to my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go down. You see where I'm right there. I'm talking.
Yeah.
Go to the comments section there. By the way, I'm killing on cameos. I'm killing it. If you want a killer cameo, come to me. Some says, it goes, who got arrested? And somebody, okay, right there. You see up, where who got arrested?
Yeah.
Click the response. Can you look up those guys? Peter Nygaard and Jean-Luc Bernal. These are huge arrests, okay? So everyone's always making fun of Q, and they're always like, there's been no arrest. Peter Nygaard is huge arrest, okay?
Who is that guy? Let's see.
Peter Nygaard. Just do one individually. He is the Canadian version of...
Oh, that guy.
Jeffrey Epstein. By the way, looks like a gay magician who works with white tigers. Am I right, everybody?
Dude,
you shouldn't be touching kids. You should be training white tigers with that. Dude, you got a fucking pompadour with a mullet? You're up to no good. Never trust anybody who walks up with
look
that haircut,
that,
Brian.
Look at that guy. Wow.
Yeah, that dude.
When you're that happy with your hair at 70, something's up. Yeah, that's a narcissist.
But also know when you get to a certain level of rich, you like to have shitty hair. Just to fuck with everybody because you're walking around with dime pieces.
That's right.
And you're laughing at Trump. Who else? Wow. Go through anybody. Ooh. Yeah, that guy diddles kids, dude.
So he
got arrested.
Yeah, and then look at the other guy. He got arrested for recruiting young girls.
Yeah, child sex trafficking.
Yeah, underage.
So leave that one open because I don't want to close it. Mm-hmm. Open up another one and then go to the other guy. This guy's huge. And the reason this dude is huge that they arrested... This guy ran a modeling agency, and he recruited young girls for Jeffrey Epstein, and he supposedly, for a birthday gift, got him triplets. Young, underage triplets.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So
these girls were all, a lot of these girls were like 14, 15.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, but what they try to do, Brian, is they try to plane it as, come on, they're 16-year-olds. You know those high school chicks like it.
Right.
And it's like, no, dude. And the biggest thing they don't talk about is how there's actually witness testimony that Bill Clinton was fooling around with boys. There's actual witness testimony in interrogations. Now,
yeah, but gender's a construct. Okay. So they might have been identifying as women at the time.
But why is this important, Brian? Yeah. Why is these two arrests important? Because now if you take 2019 and 2008 and 2020, eight humongous international sex trafficking agents have been arrested. Eight huge players.
So can I and correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know.
Oh, let me start right there. You're wrong. Yeah, I don't even know what you're saying, but you're wrong. Well, I already know it. We have 23 episodes that break that down. So you're wrong.
But I watched the Epstein documentary, right?
Oh, on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
ran by a guy who worked for the Clintons? But go on with your cool story.
Well, but it was pretty damaging to Epstein. I mean, he looks like a real scumbag. Like these women are. But the thing is that I saw the women that were there were at the time, they were of age and they were probably duped. They came to the island. And you know how I look at it, and tell me, a lot of times powerful men like this who have a lot of money get on a private jet and this guy wants favors and he goes, hey, guess what? Guess what? You're going to get laid. I'm going to have these girls flown in and it's going to be a free for all. Come to my fantasy island, if you will. I'm sure that happens all the fucking time, right? And what do older men like? Young girls, young, hot, you know, Playboy models and stuff like that. That's the story in LA, ain't it? That's the story in New York. That's the story anywhere there's money, right? But the main indictment with these guys is that there were girls like who are 14 and 15 on those planes, right? Is that what it was? And so that's the gist of it.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying? Because
I believe that is that they didn't know they were going to be 14, 15. I'm telling you, they're flying there for
knowing that.
Yeah. That's why they're going there. That's why they're going to
an island.
So hold on one second. I just want to tell you guys. So Ghislaine Maxwell, right?
By the way, these arrests have been made because of that, right? We know, like I've read in mainstream journals that the air control tower guy at the island.
Will you look up to
saw a 14-year-old coming down? Come
up. TERRAMAR project. Will you look that up?
This is not a mystery because I've read in mainstream articles that 14-year-olds were coming off that plane, and the reason they know that or they reported that was the air traffic control people who were there were like, this guy's got all these young girls, and these girls are not of age.
Yeah. Is that so? It? Yes, that's it. Click it. No doubt, right there. Yep, click that. So this is the Terramar project, right? Now, why is this significant? Because this was started by Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, so when she was being interrogated by the authorities, they asked her, "What countries are you a citizen of?" And they go, she goes, "Are you a citizen of the United States?" She's like, "Yes." And she's like, "Are you a citizen of Israel?" She said, "Yes." And then they went down. She's like, "Yes, yes, yes." She goes, "Are there any countries we don't know about?" And she said, "Terramar." And why is Terramar important? Well, what she did was we created this project in which she wanted to be about protecting the oceans, but really what it was about, man, was about getting kids into international waters.
Right.
Where no laws.
Yes.
No country, no government laws.
It's a gray area.
No, not gray area. It's a big blue area. It's called the ocean. And she was doing that because maritime law, and she couldn't be prosecuted by any government because it didn't happen on their lands.
That makes sense.
And this is very important. So over the last 2 years, and you can say whatever you want about Donald Trump, and I get it, he's a garbage guy, you can hate him, he is, I mean, the stories about him doing real estate in New York, it's terrible. He would hire people to do humongous projects, pay them 20% of what he owed them, and then told them to sue him in court. Scumbag, right? But in the last 2 years, eight major pedophile networks have been taken down. This is humongous, because this, as I told you, Brian, is the currency of the powerful elites.
You know? I don't think everybody's a pedophile, dude. I think there are some people that are pedophiles and that exists. And I bet it's probably terrible to say more prevalent than I'm naive enough to admit.
Yes.
And that sucks.
Yes.
But I think that pedophiles exist in all forms of life and walks of life.
Well, right? The reason they exist at that level is because it is a part of their beliefs, their religion, which is darker occultism.
Yeah, that's where you and I completely disagree.
Well, and that's where why you're 1-19-3 and I'm winning.
I mean, but you know, so these guys are not only trying to control the world, but they're also all pedophiles, and that's the glue that keeps them all together.
Yeah, that's the jump in.
That's the jump in, that you have to like kids.
Yes.
What if you are evil with lots of money and power, but you don't like kids?
I'm sure if you're willing to show psychopathic tendencies that you can get in somehow if you're willing to do dance.
But so
a lot of these people sacrifice their own kids.
You don't have any evidence for that, though.
I mean, it's a pattern.
It's a pattern.
It's a pattern. Is there a docket that says Anderson Cooper's mom killed his threw his kid off a fucking balcony? There's no evidence of that. We just see consistency among these royals. A lot of these people, it's called a blood sacrifice. A lot of these famous people have mysterious deaths in their life right before they blew up. It happens a lot. Brian, the occult runs the world.
Yeah, I just don't have enough evidence for that, Sam. That sounds like such
Brian, what do you think this show is, Blue's Clues?
Well, I mean, there are pedophiles that exist in all walks of life. They're not all globalists and liberals and left-wingers, right?
And the poor ones go to jail. The rich ones don't.
But there are conservative, free market libertarians who are also pedophiles.
Yeah.
There are artists who are pedophiles. There are all kinds of...
Do you know Bill Gates?
Isn't that a separate thing?
Can you look up Bill Gates kiddie porn real quick?
Oh, no. So Bill Gates is into...
Well, I mean, Bill Gates had... an employee on his property get arrested for downloading kiddie porn.
Sam, that's fine. But Sam, Bill Gates is really powerful and rich.
Don't look it up.
I know I'm going to be worried.
Sam is really rich and powerful. I mean, Bill Gates is really rich and powerful because he came up with a company called Microsoft.
No, because his father was incredibly rich, ran the Washington State.
He came up with fucking Microsoft.
But dude, Brian, his father ran the fucking Washington State Reserve.
That's why he's rich?
Yeah.
Bill Gates is rich because of his father? Bill Gates is rich because he's a fucking genius and came up with Microsoft?
He's not a genius.
Who came up with Microsoft?
Dude,
his mother
worked at IBM and he stole their operating system.
Sam, Bill Gates is not rich because of his dad and mom. Bill Gates is rich because he came up
with a company called Microsoft. Brian, you know who you are? You're the tough guy on the street who walks into the MMA gym and wants to fight everybody.
Bill Gates is rich because he started a company called Microsoft.
And he steals intellectual property all the time.
But he's still wealthy because he came up with a fucking a product that people still use to this day. That's also why, right? He might be a shark in business, but he came up with a company and built it.
Yeah, but Brian, you're saying this guy's smart and he literally jacked all of his shit.
He's smart as fuck. It's like running with, again, like Neil Brennan said, it's like racing a leopard.
Yeah.
The guy's brain works on a...
Just know, Brian, I'll fight him for fucking charity and he can wear his turtleneck the whole fucking time.
Dude,
I'll fight you for charity. All the fucking money goes to fucking Jeffrey Epstein's victims fucking...
Will you let him vaccinate you first?
If I lose, he can vaccinate me right in my eyeball. I will fight Bill Gates hand-to-hand combat. All money goes, this dude is a piece of shit. He's been on Epstein's Island 5 times. An employee on his estate got busted downloading kiddie porn, but couldn't have been Bill Gates with his fucking cheesy, creepy skin.
You're saying that Bill Gates...
is a piece of shit.
Who has come up with ways to come up with mosquito nets and malaria ridden Africa.
He's getting sued in India right now for his fucking vaccine.
So he's evil. So you just think 100%, he's evil.
100%.
And you've never...
Dark art scumbag.
Unbelievable. So he's rich because of his mom and dad.
Yep.
Yeah, and not because of Microsoft, because Microsoft doesn't exist, I guess.
Well, dude, he stole the operating system. His mother worked at IBM. They stole the operating system.
Oh, so he stole the operating system.
There we go. Finally, Brian got something right.
Bill Gates is rich because he stole, not his brain power, not the fucking thousands of hours of building it. How about Steve Jobs? Is he also evil?
He is evil.
Oh, my God. But you use an iPhone.
Yeah, but it's still evil. Brian, you use highways, and that was started by Hitler. You don't like Hitler? Get off the highway.
So anybody who's come up with an innovation like the iPhone that you use, or that, or the micro processing chip or computers, that they're all evil. And the government, that DARPA, that
Brian, you do that all the time.
But you're just saying
Told you Bill Gates is a piece of shit.
You're saying he's a pedophile. Give me one shred of evidence.
I just did, Brian.
One shred. Has there been any investigation by the
FBI? Brian. They fucking arrested a guy on his fucking property that just happened to be the guy. Yeah, Bill Gates.
Has Bill Gates in any way been investigated?
No, Brian, because he lives on a level they don't investigate you.
Well, I would disagree. And
Brian, right now, look up, is Bill Gates being sued by India for his vaccines? Did they ban his vaccines?
That doesn't mean anything.
That does mean something.
It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
It does not mean a thing. That's a whole separate issue. You're saying stuff like this guy is into children, dark arts, the occult, and I'd love just one
I'm
piece
saying
of
all
evidence.
That.
I would just love
Brian,
one piece of evidence.
Brian, I could bring him fucking banging fucking kids, and you'd be like deep fakes. You'd be anything but that.
Well, see, if you're gonna float these crazy theories, I'd like just some evidence. I'd like just so the FBI says, oh no, that's Bill Gates. We're not gonna investigate him.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Oh, how dude, they work? Did that with fucking, with that Jeffrey Epstein.
How does that work? I want to walk through it.
Hey, will you look up something called The Finders?
Just
The Finders.
I'm helping you.
Okay.
I'm trying to save you right now. Okay.
Yeah, cult?
The Finders cult. There we go. So The Finders, right? All right. Mm-hmm. Who will find what The Finders hide? Okay. So The Finders were basically in the 80s, two men in a fucking playground. A bunch of people saw two men with a bunch of disheveled kids. They called the cops. Cops came, arrested the guys, started interviewing these dudes. And lo and behold, they started talking. The kids started talking, saying they were in a cult. They're being deprogrammed. They're being programmed to send to Mexico. There's an investigation. Okay. Well, what happened is the FBI comes in. Okay. And then suddenly says, oh, there's nothing here, and kills the case.
So the FBI then is complicit in child trafficking and pornography.
I don't know if they're complicit, but there are members of the FBI that protected these super rich people.
I see. So I'm asking you, these men and women in the FBI that do a lot to stop crime.
Brian, right now,
I
feel like I'm a black guy at a fucking horror film that I'm watching at the theater, and I'm yelling, hey, white girl, don't go there. Don't go there. You're going to die. You're going to die. Like, as you're talking, I'm just thinking all the L's you're taking right now. Like, you're just talking about facts, and you're like, and then they did this. And I'm just going, next week is just going to be like, Brian's wrong about this. And I'm just like, don't go there. White girl, go home. Go home, white girl. That's what I'm yelling in my head to you right now. As you're saying,
I'm going down the hall. I'm fucking going down the hall.
Don't go there, white girl. That's what I'm yelling in my head.
Hello?
You that.
Hello, is anybody in there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, I feel like showering even though no one's around. Brian, right now you're showering naked while everyone else is getting murdered.
And I'm just like, am I holding a tune?
That's how I feel.
I'm scratching my back with a loofah.
Hello, is there somebody in there? Is there somebody out there? Oh, I forgot to light my candle.
All I'm doing is asking questions.
Yeah. Keep going,
I'm
bro.
I'm asking questions. So you're telling me, I just want to be clear, that the FBI decides that Bill Gates, when they find out someone powerful is a child cannibal, pedophile, whatever, they go, too powerful, kill the case. That's what you're saying?
Okay, so if we take applies. I'm not switching topics.
Okay.
I know for at the white belt level, seems like I'm going a little deep. This is a problem. If you take a look at the Jeffrey Epstein in Florida case, they went to the DA, Jim Costa, and said, this guy's intelligence. He's above your pay grade. Don't prosecute.
Right. I remember that.
Okay.
So is it possible, do you think Jeffrey, if you had to guess, do you think Jeffrey was Mossad, CIA, Mossad? Yeah.
Mossad, CIA, MI6, all the same shit, dog. It's all the same shit.
All working together to compromise certain people with sex.
Oh, yeah. That is what they do.
That makes
sense. That's how they control people.
That I would believe.
A lot of people think that's what happened with Judge Roberts right now.
Well, I definitely think that the one of the plausible answers to Epstein was he was working for an intelligence agency or several. That's where he got his money. That's where he got access to that island. And the idea was to get powerful people in positions of compromise so that you could use it to blackmail them.
Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
Yes.
That I would agree with.
Thank you.
Now, having said that, he also went to jail. Do you think he killed himself or he was killed?
That's a great question because a lot of people, I don't even want to go into the theory that this one lady had recently because you're not ready for it. But I believe that he was killed and that a lot of guys there took a lot of money. A lot of people think it was the Clintons. I don't believe it was the Clintons. Drum roll, please.
All right, hold on.
Queen Elizabeth.
She had him killed?
Yeah.
Oh, because of Andrew, Prince Andrew. Okay. We're going to leave that. This is boiling hot. Let's leave that on this on a simmer.
It's like a cooking show? Okay, that's good. Let's keep that right there. And we're going to move over to here.
As murderer over sizzling over here.
Okay.
Let's go over to the idea that another plausible theory, which is Jeffrey Epstein as a man, realizes the jig is up. He's never getting out of jail. It's all been exposed in public. So he kills himself because what's the point? That's also a possibility, yeah. Right? That's how I feel. Because I looked at a guy, I was like, no matter what happens, you're done because you're so fucked at this point. You may as well just fucking off yourself.
Can I ask you something? Have you ever sadly had friends off themselves?
Yeah,
sadly.
Yeah. You and I both have a friend.
Yes, yes, yes. How many of those friends do you know were incredibly huge narcissists? Like real narcissists.
None of them, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. Narcissists don't kill themselves. Narcissists go out blasting. Jeffrey Epstein thought he was getting out. If you actually listen to people, he had his... Dude, this is how powerful this guy was. He had his lawyer hanging out with him and a female friend in his fucking cell.
Yeah.
The day before. Mm. He signed... So this is very interesting. The day before, he signs a new will. Which if he dies, it goes to these people, and these people, okay? The day before he's hanging out, the raiding, the fucking condiments thing. The dude is not acting. He thinks he's getting out. He got out the first time. He thinks he's getting out again.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. So Trump, early on, is very early in his administration, he signed an executive order which stated, if you are found to be a part of a sex trafficking ring, all your assets can be fucking seized by the government, by the U.S. government.
Right.
So Jeffrey Epstein signs this will giving all of his assets to this mysterious, like, philanthropy group or something like that, which people have said
probably
Bill Gates is part of, right? Mm-hmm. His brother, Bill Gates. So he gets killed or dies or whatever you want to believe. The government, or the FBI, drops the charges. Why do they drop the charges?
After Epstein dies.
Yeah.
Well, because there's no one to...
But there's nothing there. There's no reason to prosecute at all. So yeah. Why drop the charges? Because the charges get dropped so that his estate can't be seized and it's passed on to these other people.
Well, but they also dropped the charges.
I'll give you time. Can I get some fucking red button?
Yeah. But the charges are also dropped because there's no one to put in jail.
Then why even drop them? Why even
I think
bother?
That's a formality. I don't know. See, a lot of the stuff I don't know. I don't know the formalities. But getting caught up in the formalities is a different story. I just always thought
that... I wish we could fast forward to next week so we read the comments. I can't wait. Early Christmas.
Well, I just want you to admit in this that there has been progress in cancer therapy, that the government...
Dude, I love
government
you,
does a lot
without
of,
you, this show is
That
impossible.
The government does do a lot of good
yeah.
at times. And keeping us safe on the roads, keeping us safe in the air.
Our infrastructure is dying because all of our money is being spent on wards.
But that's political will. All I'm saying is that there is a lot of government does that's wasteful and stupid. And there are some things that government does that... is helpful, and for example, keeping track of the massive amount of and managing the massive amount of nuclear waste that's out there, tracking weapons grade uranium and plutonium that gets lost all over the globe. The DOE, the Department of Energy, is responsible for that. For example, operating radiation detecting equipment in on borders at the Super Bowl. The Department of Energy does that. We have things like that, keeping rural towns. What's so funny is the Department of Agriculture, like there's a rural development office.
Yeah.
And in a lot of places, and this is something that was really humbling to me. In a lot of places.
Oh, I love that. I wish we had humbling music.
Guys, the next book I'm breaking down is The Fifth Risk. And you guys know me.
I just bought it.
I'm always talking about being a libertarian. And the truth is, I'm saying this at 53. I've been so opinionated and vocal about my sort of small government libertarian
sexuality.
Views. But the truth is, I don't know the first thing about how government works and what it does. And most of us don't. And so this book was a real eye-opener in that sense. But like one of the things that I think is interesting is like the Office of Rural Development. There are a lot of towns in this country that would be ghost towns without some government assistance. They're just because there's no infrastructure, there's no farming to be done anymore. It's just they're fucking ghost towns. So a lot of this country we keep alive on government assistance. And because I've never lived there, I don't want to say that I'm against government assistance. I don't know what the fuck. There are people, you know, the food stamps. I used to think, well, people always say food stamps go to people who don't want to work. Well, actually 87% of the budget for food stamps goes to needy children, elderly who live in places that you can't reach. That's where Meals and Wheels and all that stuff, they would starve without this, and disabled people who don't have anybody else to take care of them. And so we always forget that there are people who can't help themselves, that fall through the cracks.
Born into a world of shit.
They're born into a world of shit. And I've never been born that way. And I've been fucking so vocal about this, that, and the other thing, not knowing the amount of good that's done by selfless civil servants that take care of our neediest, that take care of our children, that take care of our disabled. So I've been a little arrogant, and I apologize for the 10 years.
I accept your apology.
For my 10 years of fucking rattling my fucking mouth about what I think government does versus what it doesn't. And a lot of it was parroting my father, who I love very much. And a lot of it was parroting the way I grew up and all that stuff. So to read a book at 53 that humbled me and embarrassed me was pretty fucking amazing.
I love you, Brian. You're a great guy. I just want to say something real quick. It's something very interesting, and that was very deep, and I love you for it.
Yep.
You're still going to lose this episode. But let me just say this. Jimmy Dore has been doing something very interesting. I don't know if you've seen this, but Jimmy Dore, fellow comedian, a really great guy, kind of a huge inspiration for Tim Fall Hat, even though he hates being called conspiracy theories. He kind of inspired me to start my own show. He's pushed this thing to get this squad in the Democratic Party not to vote for what's her name? Who's gonna run? What's her name? That runs the DNC. The fucking lady with the pole skin.
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. He's been pushing for them not to vote for Nancy Pelosi until she puts Medicare for All on there. Now, I don't agree with Medicare for All. Just hear me out. I believe everyone should have the right to health care. I just think we should really make it fucking pure capitalism and have these hospitals and these pharmaceutical companies fighting for our business, okay? Any system is going to be corrupted by psychopaths, okay? But
I do like your idea of having to fight for customers. You know?
But can you go to Jimmy Dore on Twitter?
You don't like monopolies.
It is amazing what he's doing because he's getting so much shit from a lot of people in Hollywood too, talking about Jimmy Dore's a hack, Jimmy Dore's this. Dude, this guy is influencing Washington. There's been such a groundswell to get behind what he's saying, which is hold the vote and don't vote for her. Don't vote for Pelosi until she puts Medicare for All on the table. I don't agree with it because I think bureaucracy, you'll get bureaucracy.
I'll go back up. He said something interesting. Left-wing strategy and demands should be decided by social movement and political organizations, not by big accounts on Twitter. The fact that left-wing, I'm adding wing in there, but that's what he means. Left-wing Twitter, rather than organized leadership, has so much influence over left-wing politics is a reflection of how disorganized the left remains. That's an interesting point. That's Daniel Dennever.
Yeah, and what he's saying is, isn't it crazy that Twitter can get together and demand something, yet our politicians in Washington won't do it. That's what he's saying. And that's called force of vote. And Jimmy Dore, who's very progressive, probably he's openly socialist, and that's fine, because you know all are welcome. I think any group you have is going to be corrupted by, it's not socialism, capitalism, communism, it's authoritarianism.
A lot of our country, after reading this book, I realize is socialist. I mean, a lot of our agricultural policies, a lot of our social welfare policies, we've been a socialist country in many ways and in many facets for many, many years. I mean, the government is a huge force in a very complicated, it's got 2 million employees responsible and who take orders from, I think it's something like 40,000 political appointees. So it's a massively complex organism that has incredible influence in our lives, whether we like it or not. So when a lot of people say that we're already a socialist country, and have been since the founding of our nation, there's a point to be made about that, that some of that makes a lot of sense. I would have argued that until I started reading about what our government actually does. So it was pretty humbling, just in terms of like, they're like doing these things about who shoots firecrackers in the air so geese don't fly into your fucking engines in a plane. Like, you always forget that geese migrate and they fly. Department of Agriculture, just certain things to do. Who inspects every fucking animal we eat to make sure you don't fucking, who makes sure that the building materials that you hammer into your house aren't toxic or flammable and stuff? There's an agency that does that. It's a massive, massive organization that does a lot of shit that we don't
know. And I respect that. The notion that anarcho-capitalists, like no rules, no nothing.
They're crazy.
If you give super psycho intelligent people a chance, they will completely manipulate the system.
Correct.
When they call it regulations, that was done purposefully. Right. It's kind of like the Patriot Act being patriotic. Correct. It's not at all.
Correct.
If they called it what it really was, which is protections, people would have a whole different reaction to regulations.
This is where Sam starts making so much fucking sense. You go from talking to the Anunnaki to this shit, and I go, this motherfucker has done his homework and knows what he's saying.
This is what I do, Brian. This is what I do.
You do some reading.
I don't know about that, but I do. I am intelligent. No, I do read. I'm starting to read. I just got the fifth. I bought it.
And I want to talk to you about it. I want to hear what you have to say about it, because it's fucking eye opening and it's really interesting about the risks and about one of the things that the people that are assigned to sort of figure out what the risks are is a lot of it's just mismanagement. A lot of it's like ideology that gets in the way of science.
Yes.
On both ends of the spectrum. We see this all the time. There is plausible evidence that climate change is happening, but that becomes a political issue. And is it or not? But we do know this, that sometimes whether the climate is changing, which is always in flux, we do know that like scientists are always like, I don't give a fuck climate change. All I know is that sheep are going to have to start grazing at higher altitudes because of whatever's happening down here. So grass isn't growing as readily. We got to get sheep to be able to grow for whatever reason at a higher latitude if we want to keep the production going. That's a problem that they have to solve at the level of detail, and they don't really give a fuck about the debate about climate science. They're like, you can talk about that all day. I just have a problem to solve, and I'm a scientist, so I got to figure out a way to grow grass at higher altitudes and get sheep to be able to eat it up there. These are the problems that get solved that you and I are like walking around going, I just want my fucking hamburger.
Yeah.
And there are certain things that we all take for granted, that I can have milk anytime I want, and that it always costs $4 and it doesn't go up to $25.
I got you.
That comes from science. Like, a lot of times they'll come up with Holstein cows that can produce 70,000 pounds of milk in a year.
Got you.
And whereas a natural cow would be able to produce 5,000.
Wow.
And I don't know if that's healthy or not. It doesn't make me feel good that they're able to genetically engineer that. However, I do use that milk.
You drink milk still?
No, but I put it in my coffee. I'm saying, but I just take for granted I can always get eggs, I can always get milk, and the price doesn't go crazy.
No, I agree with that.
I said to my buddy, who's my father-in-law, my ex-father-in-law, who I love very much, who is in the food business his whole life, and I said, we got to bring back the family farm. I never forgot this. I don't know anything about farming. I don't know anything about food. I go, we got to bring back the family farm, because I have an image in my mind of a family.
Yeah, you love that painting.
I want organic chickens. Yeah. I want to bring back America.
You should own a farm.
I'd love to. You and I should fucking turn.
We should start a podcast farm.
I would love to start a farm.
Raising podcasts.
I want to get all my dear friends like you around. We'll get Chin out there, because Chin knows how to do all kinds of shit. We'll just have a
only if Chin works with his shirt off. Oh, that's the only way I'll be there. Glistening.
Yes. Glistening. Yes, and he's having sex with all our wives. But so I say to him, I go, I believe in the family farm. And he's a guy who's been in business, runs restaurants and shit and consults. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, these big fucking conglomerates buy up all the family farms. And these family farms, they just go to waste and they have to go find jobs somewhere. And I want to bring back the pastoral setting of America. And he looked at me and he goes, cool. He goes, the problem is you're ready to spend $26 on eggs one day and then $4 the next day. I go, what do you mean? And he goes, well, because sometimes there wouldn't be as many eggs and otherwise there'd be a lot of eggs. I go, and he said, and also what happens when you have a family farm is that the five families over there are not that good at producing cows and eggs, but there's one family that's really good because they're just smart, really hardworking, and they have techniques, yeah. You know, like anything yeah. else. So yeah. What that family farm does, they go, hey, dude, you got this. You're making like four eggs. I'm making 100. Can I buy your farm? Sell it to me. I'll pay you. Yeah. What'd you pay for it?
Yeah.
I'll buy it. So inevitably, that family buys the other five farms. All of a sudden, they become Kraft.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're able to produce because they're using technologies and science and fucking all kinds of data and computers. And they're able to produce a million eggs. They're able to produce 1,000 hogs. And they're able to produce a bunch of cows that produce more milk. Now, you got a bunch of fertilizer runoff, a lot of pollution. They got to manage that. They cut corners. They lobby their government. They're like, don't give me a fine because I'll give you this and that. And so it goes.
Yeah,
and now
yeah,
we have this whole yeah, fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So no matter what we do, no matter what system, something's going to get, it's right? It's going to get all
sure,
fucked up.
For sure, dude. For yeah. sure. I have this theory that like if you're middle class or lower class, it's because nobody in your family tree could crack the code. Somebody along the way has to crack the code.
I think you're right about
right?
that.
Right? Like somebody has to figure out, oh, there's a game. I got the game. And now they make generational wealth. And now your family's at this level.
Yes.
And they're in this mix where like I'm almost like, maybe I should move to San Diego, right? Because, right. I mean, I would come up and do a show with you. But if in San Diego, you can't help but fall into money.
Right.
There's so much money there. There's so much military. Everybody's shiny, happy. Even yeah. the bums have 401ks.
And you're also raised in certain cultures to believe that anything's possible. And in other cultures, you're raised to believe that nothing's possible.
Right.
You know, like so if you ever looked at how many inventions belong to Jews, like if you looked at how many, they make up 0.01% of the population of the world or something. It's crazy. And I think Jewish chicks love anal. Literally have a third of the Nobel Prize.
They do. Jewish chicks love anal. I don't know what it is.
I don't know how to speak to that.
Like God bless them.
But if you look at I think a third of Nobel Prizes go to Jews. And if you look at the number of patents that Jews or the number
of
businesses,
one of those Jews was Henry Kissinger. Fuck Nobel Peace Prize.
All right, but I'm just saying that overall, you go why? Well, when you're Jewish, a lot of times you're raised in a culture that says you shouldn't be working for somebody else. Come up with your own fucking business.
No.
Come up with your own idea. Yeah. Be your own innovator. Come up with a better way to do it. You're on the outside anyway, so look at the situation and go, you know what? I can do this better.
Yeah.
I can rock this boat. And when that becomes something that's like Chinese, so when you're Chinese, a certain part of China, when you come into, you know, that culture says, hey, no matter what, you're going to excel. And I don't give a fuck about play dates. You're going to learn how to play the violin. You're going to be a really good tennis player and you're going to get straight
family
fucking
structure.
A's. That's it. And we're going to, we prize frugality. We prize education. So it all depends on what you come from.
That's my biggest thing. Like with the black community is like, I want them, I love them very much, and what that 1994 crime bill did to the black family unit is like completely disgusting, and it destroyed generations because it destroyed the family structure.
Oh, because it took black men and put them in jail.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like they flooded the inner cities with drugs and took away the jobs and then flooded them with drugs and then they took dads out of the household.
Yeah, and men in black households were like, I can't make a living because there's no infrastructure.
Yeah.
I.e. Detroit.
Yeah.
Because I've been kept out of the unions because I'm black.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of fucking racism that went on with the auto
sure,
workers
dude,
union.
For
I'm
sure,
sorry.
For sure.
And all of a sudden, no. So now they don't have a job. The only thing you got is music. Well, if you're not a fucking musician and you're not the six people that come up, you got nothing but drugs.
I think the black community has been so manipulated on such a level. I mean, like they're the only community where they're like their leaders are like only entertainers.
Yeah.
Right? Like rappers and athletes. And it's like, where's the business? Where is the business leaders that are leading and everything? When I hear kids saying, oh man, I just thought I was going to end up in jail. You know, your thoughts become your reality.
Look, dude, I'm when I read history and when I watch Ken Burns documentaries on New York or anything, any documentary you watch on the history of this country, when you read a book on the history of this country, and I'm not saying this, I'm not a liberal, a bleeding heart fucking, and I'm not a Black Lives Matter guy, but I will say this, and I had this thought and I voiced it and I had this thought independently. I was always shocked every time I read the history of this country. I'm always shocked at the ferocious, like, attack on Black communities.
100%.
I'm telling you, I'm not saying this as a liberal. I'm saying reading,
dude, it's not liberalism.
From reading fucking history, yes. I'm telling you that you would see this shit. So that's why to this day, when I talk to Black people, like I have a lot of Black friends who I talk to who are Black men, and I ask them about their experience with the cops. And they say little shit. Because first of all, they're dudes. So a lot of times the dudes I know who are like, they're not going to complain. They're not going to complain. They're not going to fucking whine. And they're not going to play victim. They're too macho for that. But what they will say is shit like this. If I get it at them, they'll be like, well, when I drive by cops, I turn my music down. When I drive by cops, I might put my glasses on, even though I don't need glasses, but it makes me look smart. When I drive by a cop, it's a different experience. And whether or not they've had that experience, they may not have, but their dad did.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think there's also that they've had their narrative taken from them.
Yes.
And their narrative has been manipulated. And the narrative is, we have more of us in jail than everybody. But for me, it's like, well, that's bad. And I think we all agree with that. And that crime bill is a big part of that. But let's talk about, why is there a bunch of you not in jail? And what are they doing? And what do they do right? And we got to get back to fucking positive reinforcements, man. That's why I support HOTEPs and I support fucking Black conservatives. Black conservatives are the most punk rock shit out there.
I agree.
Because there's
Candace Owens, like, Thomas Sowell, Shelby Steele, Larry Ellison. It goes on. The list goes on. Coleman Hughes, really smart. John
Candace Worth, Owen.
Worthmore. Yeah, John Jonathan Worthmore, I believe. A bunch of those guys are great. The economist out of Dartmouth, who's a conservative Black economist, who's a total.
And just think about who's promoted in the Black. So I have two gorgeous babies, Ghost and Ninja. I love them with
Ghost
Alma
and Ninja.
Okay, so I love watching their kids' program because I'm just studying, like, what are they teaching my kids very early. And my kids are young. They already watch television because they're just like, they're always trying to get knowledge, right? So they got this thing and I love it. It's called Storybots. It's the best. Storybots is made for kids, but parents can totally love it.
Right.
So I'm watching Storybots and all of a sudden, out of nowhere on there, guess who's on there? Snoop Dogg. And I'm like, this is interesting. Why is Snoop Dogg on a kid's program? We're talking about a guy that was tried for murder, open gangbanger, sings about shooting people, has his own porn line, has his own weed line, and now he's on a show for children. Listen, I'm not judging anybody, but if people saw me, Sam, the fucking Naughty Show guy,
you'd be canceled openly, right quick.
People be like, why is that dude on a kid's show? Yeah. But why are we okay with Snoop Dogg being on a kid's show? Why is that dude who
represents... Because he's an American treasure. I know the point you're getting to. Snoop has stayed relevant somehow, and it's just unbelievable.
Boule, dog. He's Boule. Incredible. And I don't know. And I don't hate Snoop. I just go, why are you on my kids' programming? When they're in their teens and they want to learn about hip-hop from back in the day, then they can check out Snoop Dogg. Why is Snoop Dogg? And you know, and this is Sam speaking, not Brian. John Legend is appearing on a lot of kids' program, and that creeps me the fuck out. And that's all I'm going to say. And that is the end of Conspiracy Social Club tonight.
That was good today.
Great day.
That was good.
Great day. A lot of wins so on Triple.
I won hard.
My loss is over
this
there.
This is called Bry One Hard. We're going to call this Bry One Hard. And I want to thank you guys for already making up your mind and giving me the L.
Can we call this episode win. Who will find what Brian hides? And Brian's hiding the wins for himself.
Dude, I'm gonna take such hard L's for that fucking flat earth debate. I wasn't ready.
I love that you know it. And dude. I saw you when he goes, do you know what that's called? And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh. And I just saw you like, oh, dude, this guy brought a spork to a gunfight.
I brought a fork to a gunfight.
No, you brought a spork, which is a spoon fork. Okay?
I brought a spoon fork to a... Dude, that motherfucker was so ready, and I was so not prepared. I was like, all right, let me...
Dude, there were ball people in the room who told him he lost. People still believe in the ball. So listen, guys, leave your... Listen, if you listen... please leave the comments. It gives us joy.
We love your comments.
We love your comments and vote. Vote, yeah. Vote,
oh,
vote.
Oh, very important. So, guys, you are a Patreon, guys. You are going to get first dibs at everything. You are going to get the meat of what we have on Conspiracy Social Club, I promise. I'm sorry that my bookless book clubs have been a little bit fucking long. I'm doing my next one. I swear to God, it's going to be shorter. I'm trying to get better at these things so that they're a little convoluted. Who's
complaining about long shows?
No, I know. No, my bookless book club thing. I'm doing this interview I'm going to release with RJ, who's a professional high-stakes gambler. You guys are always going to get the best content and the exclusive content. Once in a while, we are going to be releasing on YouTube, just to build the profile of the show, free shows with me and Sam, maybe some of the smacked, for the most part, you guys get smacked first. You guys get the best that we have to offer. So please, when you see some of Conspiracy Social Club on YouTube, that's only because we're trying to up our profile and we're going to release some of it. But you guys get the exclusive content. You guys get the exclusive stuff. So I promise, I just don't want people to be mad if we put a couple of free ones out.
We're trying to let the people know.
Yeah, we're trying to raise the profile of this fucking show.
This has been the best show ever. Listen, this show is gold. No one else is doing this. This is old school. This is back before Reagan fucked up the media and took away opposing opinion.
Amen, damn it. All right, buddy, this was awesome.
Great job, dude.
You too. I'm looking forward to
Chin one, I'm two, you're three. No, put on your tiny jacket.
Bri one hard.
Tiny jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, look at those muscles.
Don't! My tits! Oh, guys, come see me this New Year's Eve, Stand Up Live, Phoenix Stand Up Live, Port Charlotte, Florida, the Fasani Theater, January 7, 8, and 9. Get your tickets. I'll be at Zany's, Nashville, February 11, 12, 13. I'm in Miami, February 4th, 5th, and 6th. Come get your tickets, Miami Improv, briancallen.com for your fucking tickets.
Can you go to cameo.com/SamTripoli and check out my cameos. I'm doing them. They really help me pay for everything.
Yeah, man.
Look at this. This is my cameos, dude. I'm dropping hammer on some unsuspecting fools.
You should get Sam's cameos. I got a bunch of cameos.
Look at that, dude. Just me yelling at. I look so fat there. Holy shit. Look at me. I look chunky monkey in that second one. Look super, it's angles, dog. You look
super Armenian.
Dude, I just sit in my fucking backyard and scream while my kids. So, dude, check out my.
I want to see a picture of your kids.
You haven't seen my kids?
No, let me see the picture.
Oh, dude, I'm going to show you something my brother sent me. This is the best. I don't want to put it on the video.
I didn't know you had a brother.
You don't know I have a brother?
I don't know anything about it. I don't know. I know nothing.
I'm very secretive.
All right, guys. Love you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.